Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Ches. My apologies. Yesterday there was a forest fire outside our moshav. They had to shut down all the electricity in the entire moshav. We sat in the 95 degree heat for 4 hours. Baruch Hashem. But they figured it out, and we finally got the power back. Baruch Hashem. Today we have the air conditioning on again. Baruch Hashem. We are at the top of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a brisa. Maiseh Rabbi Eliezer. Sheshavas Begal Eliezer. The story happened with Rabbi Eliezer that he spent Shabbos in the Upper Galilee. U'sha'alu shloshim halachos b'hilchos sukkah. They asked him 30 laws in the laws of sukkah. Shtei misrei malem shamati. 12 of them, he said, I heard my Rebbe give an answer to this question. Shmona asar malam lo shamati. 18 questions, he said, I never heard my Rebbe give an answer. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda mechilaf advarim, the opposite. Shmona asar malam shamati. 18, he heard from his Rebbe. 12 malam lo shamati. 12, he didn't hear. Amru lo. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? You didn't hear it from your Rebbe? Give us an answer anyway. Amru lo. They said to him, kol dvarecha inen on pi hashmua. What, you're only going to tell us that which you heard from your Rebbe? He said, yup. That's my custom. Amar lahem, his kaktuni, lomar davash l'shamai pi rabosai. You think you're going to get me to say something that I never heard from my rabbeim? No such luck. These are my midos. Miyamai lo kidmani adam beis hamedrash. I always came first to the beis medrash. V'lo yashanti beis medrash l'shinus kev l'shinus arai. I never slept during the shir, not a temporary sleep or a permanent sleep. V'lo inachti adam beis hamedrash v'yatsasi. I never left somebody still in the Beis Medrash when I left. I was the first guy to come, and I was the last guy to leave the Beis HaMedrash. V'lo sachti sichas chulin. I never made any jokes in the Beis Medrash. V'lo amarti davar shelo shamati rabbi me'olam. Now, all these hanhagas teach us that he was in the Beis Medrash all the time. He was focused. He was zeroed in. So he heard every single thing his rabbi said, because he was always there. And yet, he never said anything he did not hear from his Rebbe. And that's why he listed only these practices. We're going to see in a moment he had a lot more practices. But he listed these because he was trying to explain that he always heard everything his Rebbe said. So he never missed anything the Rebbe said. And therefore, he would never say something he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Now, who's his Rebbe? Rebbe Elezer's Rebbe is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar lav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They said about Rabbi Eliezer's Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyamav lo sach sichas chulin. He never made any jokes in the Beis HaMedrash. Lo halach arba amos b'lo Torah uvelo tefillin. He never walked 4 amos without either. That's a simple pshat. That's the way the Sfas Emes understands this. That it means he either was wearing tefillin or saying divrei Torah every 4 amos. V'lo kidmo adam Beis HaMedrash. No one ever came before him in the Beis HaMedrash. So it's funny, I was giving the shiur this morning, so some kid in the shiur asked me a phenomenal kasha. Wait a second. If Rabbi Eliezer was always the first guy in the Beis Medrash, and his Rebbe was always the first guy in the Beis Medrash, they couldn't both be the first guy in the Beis Medrash? Wow. Super kasha from a 15-year-old. So maybe they walked in together. I don't know, maybe they walked in together and they left together. That's the only answer I could have given him, but it sounds like a strong kasha. Anyway. No one ever came before. But the simple explanation is it doesn't mean that it was actually the first. It means he was always one of the first few. I don't know if it means mamish. He was always the first. By the way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis, that the first 40 years of his life, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't learn Torah at all. He actually was in business first 40 years. So when it says he was always the first guy in the Beis Medrash, it meant after he stopped the business. So says the Sfas Emes. V'lo yashan beis medrash l'shinus kev l'shinus arai. Never slept in beis medrash, not a permanent sleep or a temporary sleep. V'lo hirher b'mavos hamutunafos. He never would think divrei Torah in the disgusting smelling alleyways. V'lo hineachad beis medrash v'yatza. He was always the last guy to leave. V'lo mitzao adam yoshi v'domim mel yoshi v'shonen. No one ever found him quiet. He was always saying over the learning that he did. Like we learned in Erevin, Kirshner will tell you, Erevin Nundalad Amad Aleph, that famous Gemara in Erevin that talks about how important it is to always say over your learning. Don't just think you're learning. When you learn, you got to say it over, because that way it's going to it's going to stick more. So says the Marsha, shot in this Gemara over here, that they never heard him quiet in his learning. He was always saying it over. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to sit near the door. He wouldn't let anybody else get up to open the door for the Talmidim to walk into Beis Medrash. He would interrupt his own learning to open up the door so the Talmidim should come into the Beis Medrash. So the Marsha has two explanations here. Number one, either he didn't want his Talmidim fighting over who was going to get the rights to open the door. Number two, he didn't want somebody taking money to let people into the Beis Medrash. Remember that time Hillel didn't have enough money to get into the Beis Medrash, so he went up on the roof and the snow covered him over. Remember we learned that Gemara? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to obviate that problem. So he says, I'm not going to have any of my Talmidim. They need to get paid to have people come into the Beis Medrash. I'm not going to take any money. I'll open the doors of the Beis Medrash, so nobody's going to have to pay to get in. Marsha second shot. V'lo Amar Davish Losham Hirabba Me'olam. He never said anything he didn't hear from his Rebbe. V'lo Amar Higia Eis La'amon Beis HaMedrash. He never said it's time to leave the Beis Medrash. Chutz Me'avri Pesachim. Except for Erev Pesach, where he told people to go home and tell their kids to go to sleep so they should be awake for the Seder. V'arev Yom HaKippur. When Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat, he chucked everybody out of the Beis Medrash. Go home and eat on Erev Yom Kippur. V'chein Hoya Rabbi Eliezer Talmid Noeg Acharav. Rabbi Eliezer, his student, observed all of these hanhagos after him. Tanu Rabbanan. Shimonim Talmid Olol Hillel Zakin. Hillel the elder had 80 students. Shlosh Shemen Ruin Shtichelem Shechin Kamosh Rabbeinu. 30 of them were so great they were worthy of having the Shechina rest on them like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlosh Shemen Ruin Shtamalam Chamak Yeshua Benun. 30 of them were not as good as Moshe, but they were as good as Yeshua. They were worthy that the sun could have stopped for them like it stopped Yeshua Benun. Ve'esra and Benunim. He had 20 that were in between these two. Gadol Shebekulon, who is the greatest of all of Hillel HaZaken's students? Yonas and Ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The weakest of all the students was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Lav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the weakest of Hillel's students. They said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shlo Hinech Mikra Mishnah Gemara, Halachos Va'agados Dikduke Torah. He never stopped learning all of Chumash, Mishnayos, Gemara, Halachos, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Agados, Medrash Agada, Dikduke Torah, extra letters, Dikduke Sofrim, the decrees of the rabbis, Kalam Mechamurim, Kalvachomers, Gzeira Shavos, Tekufos, how do you understand the path of the sun and the moon, Gematrios, he knew Gematrias, Sichas Malachi Ashares, the speech of the angels, V'sichas Shedim, the speech of the demons, V'sichas Dekolim, and the speech of the date palm trees. If you look at Rashi on this, Sichas Malach Yashar is three quarters of the way down the page, Sichas Shedim Dekolim, says Rashi, Lo Yadana Maihi, I have no idea what this Gemara is talking about. So gentlemen, if Rashi didn't know it, I ain't going to tell you what exactly this means. Sichas Malach Yashar is Sichas Shedim and Sichas Dekolim. No clue. Mishlos Kovsin, Mishlos Shualim. Rashi here says he does know what these are. The mushels of the cleaners and the mushels of the foxes. By the way, you know, I'm here in Moshav Beit Meir. You could see at my back window today, it's one of the most gorgeous places in all of Israel, the most gorgeous views all around here, gorgeous views in all of Israel. On this mountain right down here, which is the mountain that leads from Moshav Beit Meir down to Beit Shemesh, there are thousands of foxes. They call them tanin, jackals, small little foxes, tanin, thousands. I see them. It happens to be Baruch Hashem. I didn't see one of them this summer yet. But usually in the late night, like at 1 a.m, first of all, I hear them all the time. They howl the whole night long. And sometimes we see them also. Sometimes I see them coming up here to hunt the chickens. They try to break into the chicken coops and steal some chickens. Anyway, it's Labor Day here on the Moshav Beit Meir. Anyway. So apparently they used to have a custom that they would hang an amulet around the neck of a fox. They would have like a saying, like a certain Musar statement. And when people used to see the fox, then they would get to see the Musar statement. That's these amulets. And apparently around the cleaners, they had that also. Is that what it says in the article? Kovsin, I didn't check this up. Cleaners, is that what it means? The cleaners? I don't even know. Mashal Kovsin. Anyway, Dover Gadol v'Dover Katan, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to learn the great Torahs and the small Torahs. Dover Gadol Maaseh Merkava, yeah, that's pretty big. The Maaseh Merkava from Yecheskel, the the whole story with the Merkava. V'davar katan havayas da'abai v'rava. And the small things were the shailas, the sveikos of Abai and Rava, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived many, many years before Abai and Rava, for him they weren't sveikos. He knew all the answers to the questions of Abai and Rava. That's why the Gemara calls it davar katan, because he knew this stuff. Abai and Rava, to them it was a big deal, but to him it was a davar katan. Those of us who fill our storehouses up with Torah, like we're filling our storehouses up with all of Shas, so we're gonna be zocha to get 310 worlds. Lahanchil ohava yesh, I will give to those who love me yesh 310 worlds. Va'otzro sehem amalei, to those who have filled up their storehouses with Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a prime example of this. Ask the Gemara. V'chim yachas shekatan shebekula hanikach gadol shulkanach kama v'kama. So the Gemara wants to know. This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel. What was Yonasan ben Uziah like? Says the Gemara. Amar lava Yonasan ben Uziah b'shah sheyoshe v'osei pator kal of sheporech al miyad nisraf. Yonasan ben Uziah, who was the greatest of the students of Hillel, when a bird was flying over his learning, the bird would burn up. Now, why would the bird burn up when they would fly over Yonasan ben Uziah's head? So there's two explanations in the Marsha over here. Rashi says that the angels would come to learn by Yonas and Ben Uziel, and angels are made of fire. That's why they're called Srafim. The angels are made of fire, so that's why a bird would burn up. It's Rashi. Tosfos says that when Rabbi Yonas and Ben Uziel, look at the top Tosfos, Rabbi Yonas and Mazir would learn Hadvarim Smechim Kinesinasin Besinai. It was such a labor day, it was so joyous when they would learn. It's like Mamish the Torah, like it was given to Har Sinai. And just like there was fire by Har Sinai, so too there was fire and Yonas and Mazir was learning. So there's a Chasidu Shemaisa. This is for Reb Zalman. This one's coming from Reb Zalman. They say a Chasidu Shemaisa by a certain Chasidu Sherebbe. They said, "Nu, so, and what about the Rebbe Hillel? So we saw that Yonas and Menuziah, they would burn. So what about Hillel, who was Yonas and Menuziah's Rebbe? What was his greatness?" So the Marsha says that the Ritva quotes in the Yerushalmi that says that the Ritva writes that by Yonas and Menuziah, the bird would burn up when he got within his Dalet Amos. But Hillel, the birds would burn up even outside Dalet Amos when they got near him. But by the Chasidim, they say like this. Hillel was so holy that when the bird flew over him, it didn't even burn. There was fire, and he didn't even burn up. That's how Hillel was on a higher madriga. Yonasan ben Uziel, the bird would fly by, and he would get burnt. But Hillel was on such a madriga, his Torah was so amazing, that there was fire there, and it wouldn't burn up the birds. That's the higher madriga. All right, here we go. That's what they say by the Chasidim. Anyway, Misha Haya Rosho Verubo Besukkah. Next Mishnah. Someone whose Rosho Verubo was in the Sukkah. Vishulchano Besoch Habayis. And the table was inside the house. Beis Shammai Postlin. Beis Shammai says it's Pusel. Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Hillel says Akasha. Beis Shammai is worried. Maybe you're going to lean over and eat on the table. Beis Hillel says, I'm not worried about that. As long as you're eating inside the Sukkah, you're good. Amalim Beisil Beis Shammai Lo Kacha Yamaisa. We had this exact same Gemara Brachas in Daf Yud Aleph. Lo Kacha Yamaisa Shalchu Ziknei Beis Shammai Ziknei Beisil Levakres Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanus. Didn't the story happen that the elders of Beis Shammai, the elders of Beisil, went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanus in Mitzahu? They found him. Shayoshi Rosha Veruba Besukah Veshulchan Besukah Habayis. They found him eating like this. V'lo Amar Lo Davar. They didn't say anything to him. Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai said back to Beisil, Misham Raya, you bring a proof from there. Afheim Amar Lo. What do you mean? After you Beis Hillel left, the Beis Shammai people said to him, "Im kein ayisa noig, if you eat with your table, your head and your body inside the sukkah, and your table inside lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you were not makayim the mitzvah sukkah. You never were makayim the sukkah at all." Now, what does this mean? You're not makayim the mitzvah sukkah. There's a chshash to rabbanon, shema yimashach. We're afraid you're going to lean over. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah at all because of a chashash de rabbanon. So Tosis earlier on Gimel Amud Aleph said Yeah, that the rabbis have the ability to uproot your kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa if you violate their words. Unbelievable. So says Tosfos. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says, it means, no, you're mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa, you're just not mekayim it on a level of derabbanan. The Aruch Laner points out, now, the Ritva also says, I'll bring you a proof, because there's a Gemara in Pesachim, which we say in the Haggadah, which is very famous, we say, Kol shelo amar shlosh dvar me'el v'pesach lo yotze yidei chavasav elohim, Pesach matzamar. If you don't speak about the Pesach matzah, you're not yotze. So what does that mean? You don't speak about the matzah, you're not yotze in the midst of matzah? What do you mean? I ate the matzah. I ate 27 kazesim. I did the shiur of Reb Chaim Noah, but I didn't speak about the matzah, I'm not yotze? So that's the Ritva's raya. It doesn't mean lo yotze yidei chavasav. It means you're not yotze those the kiyum, extra kiyum mitzvah midrabanan that you have to speak about it, but midoraisa yoyotze. But the Aruch Laner points out that no, don't ask that as a kash on Tosas, because Tosas over there, Pesach Mitaka says, no, yamamish not makayim the mitzvah midoraisa bishlei musa. Rav Shechter, Rav Salvechik talks about this a lot, that matzah has to be eaten, not only eat matzah, but it has to be eaten in the context of the Seder. That's why you have to speak about the matzah, because you have to tie the matzah to the whole Seder experience. That's part of the mitzvah of Musa matzah. Some say it means lo yotze dechavasa, you're not yotze sibur yitzir tzayim. If you don't mention the matzah, you're not yotze sibur yitzir tzayim. Others say it means if you don't talk about the matzah, you're not yotze the mitzvah matzah completely. But either pshat you say, the speaking about the matzah is part and parcel of the mitzvah doraisa of sibur yitzir tzayim, or part and parcel of the mitzvah doraisa of Musa matzah. And Tosfos there says, no, you're taka not yotze. Even mi doraisa, you're not yotze the mitzvah b'shlei musav sibur yitzir tzayim. You're not mo yotze the mitzvah shlemus of matzah if you don't speak about the matzah. Anyway, that's interesting ha'ara on this language. If this is the way you know, glo kiyamta mitzvah miyamecha, like we say in the Haggadah, it's a Mishnah Pesachim, kol shelo amar shlosh dvarim b'pesach lo yotze yidei chovasa. What does that mean? Does that mean you're not yotze at all? Or does that just mean you're not yotze midrabanan, but midrais? Of course you're yotze eating the matzah without speaking about the matzah. That's just an extra din derabanan. Nashim v'avadim uktanim p'tur menasukah. Women and ketanim and avodim are exempt from the sukkah. Katan she'ino tzarech le'imo, chay b'sukkah. A katan who no longer needs his mommy is chayiv in the midst of sukkah midrabanan midin chinuch. The Gemara is going to explain this. Ma'isa v'yolda kalasa shashamay azakin u'piches is a maziv. A story happened that the daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth to a baby, and he went down and he ripped open the ceiling over the baby's crib. And he puts schach on top of the baby's bed that the baby should be in a sukkah. So the Gemara is going to say, what's going on? I mean, you just said it's only a katan shigei l'chinuch. And what was Shammai trying to accomplish? This kid is a baby. Mamish knows nothing. He was just born. What are you accomplishing? Says the Gemara, how do we know that only men are obligated in sukkah and not women? The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, mino hanei mile? It's a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Well, what do you need a source for? The Gemara is going to ask that. But right now, the Gemara thinks you do need a source. Where do we know that women are exempt from sukkah? The Tana Rabbana. Our rabbis taught in a braisa. It says, "Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos." Ezrach ze ezrach. If it would have just said ezrach, any citizen of the Jewish people, I would have thought men and women. Ha'ezrach, only the specific residents. That's the men. Lahotzi es hanashim. Kol l'rabbis es haktanim. Even a katan's chayim. The Gemara is going to ask about this in a minute. Amar mar, ha ezrach lahotzi sanashim. What? Ezrach is men and women. Ha ezrach is men and not women. Don't tell this to the women. But lemeimra, de ezrach bein nashim bein gari mashma. The word ezrach implies both men and women, and ha ezrach means men and not women. But we learn when it comes to Yom Kippur, the inuyim of Yom Kippur, not eating and drinking in Yom Kippur and doing malach on Yom Kippur. What does it say? And we have a brisa. Ha ezrach lerabos es anoshim ezrachios shechayavos beinoi. When it comes to sukkah, ha ezrach excludes the women. When it comes to Yom Kippur, ha ezrach includes the women. What's going on? Alma ezrach without the hay. Gavri mashma only implies men and not women, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Rabba answers, you're right. Ha ezrach, It could go either way. Hilchas Anunu. These are halacha l'moshe misinais va'as mechinu rabbanon akroi. And the rabbis just hung the halacha l'moshe misinais on the psukim. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? This answer that one of them is learned from the drasha. So hey, krav hilchasa. So which one is right? Vesu, furthermore, kra lamali. What do I need the pasuk for hilchasa lamali? What do I need halacha l'moshe misinai for? Hasukah mitzvah shes man grama. Hasukah mitzvah shes man grama. Chol mitzvah shes man grama. Nashim peturos. We already know from Maseches Kiddushin that every mitzvah shes man grama, the women are exempt. What's the source that a mitzvah shes man grama, the women are exempt from tefillin? The Torah writes tefillin right next to Talmud Torah, and we know that when it comes to the study of Torah, only men are obligated in the study of Torah, not women. How do you know that? V'limadatem osam es b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. The Gemara learns that in Kiddushin, and it writes. Sits and writes Lima Torah right next to Tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah sasesh as man grama. Why? Because we don't wear Tefillin at night. We don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. It's man grama. So just like Tefillin women are exempt, so to every mitzvah sasesh as man grama women are exempt. So what do you need the halacha l'moshe misinai for? What do you need the hezrach for? You don't need any of it. You have a drasha. Visu. Right. And also Yom Kippur. Now, by the way, just as a shtickle, a side point over here, Tosis asks this kashim psachim. Rabbi Say, the Gemara here says that women are exempt from sukkah because the mitzvah saseh has man grama, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Wait a minute. But don't we know that women are obligated in the four cups of wine on Pesach, and women are obligated in Ner Chanukah, and women are obligated in Mikra Megillah? Why? We say as far, why? Af hein ha'yu ba'osa hanes. They were included in the miracle. Amachlokas Yerushan, what does that mean they were included in the miracle? Either they did the miracle, Esther, she's the one who made the miracle, Yehudas was involved by Hanukkah, and the Nashim Tzidkanios got us out of Egypt. So, or they were just included in the miracle. So what about Sukkah? Weren't women included in the Anane HaKavod? So shouldn't we say Afein Haya Ba'osa Anes? This is Tosas Kashim Psachim. We had it in Psachim. Anybody remember what Tosas answered? Tosas answered that we only say the Svar of Afein Haya Ba'osa Anes by Adin Durabbanan, not by Adin Doraisa. Mitzvah Doraisa Sukkah, we don't say Afein Haya Ba'osa Anes. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik liked the Chassam Sofer's answer. I think it was the Chassam Sofer. He gave a different answer, that you only say Afein Haya Ba'osa Anes by a mitzvah that's Persume Nisa. That's to publicize the miracle. So we're going to include the women as well. But Sukkah is a Zecher. It's a Zecher to Anani HaKavod. It's not made to publicize the miracle of Anani HaKavod. Anyway, the Gemara here says women should be exempt from Sukkah. Misaseh Shehaz Man Grama. And Yom HaKippurim also. Midrav Yudah Marav Nafka. What do you need a pasuk to exempt a woman from Yom, to be Mechai of a woman in Yom Kippur? We can learn that from Yudah Marav. Dabar Yudah Marav. V'chein Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Kra, Ish O Isha, Pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, who violate any sin, and they say Vida, they got to bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, Ish O Isha, and they got to return the stolen object. Hishva Kasev Ish Lishal Chol Odin Shem Torah. Men and women are the same for all punishments in the Torah. So the Torah says, if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, or you do malach on Yom Kippur, you get kares. So just like men get kares, women get kares. So what do I need Kol Ezra Halacha Moshe Misinai to tell me the women are obligated Yom Kippur? We know it from Isha Isha. Amar Abaye La'olam Sukkah Hilchasa. No, we need the Halacha Moshe Misinai to obligate women, to exempt women from Sukkah. We need the Halacha Moshe Misinai to exempt the women from Sukkah. You need alachem itzrich. You need it. Sa'akadad chamina teshvu ke'ein taduru. You might have thought that there's a special inyan on sukkahs that daf could be in the sukkah with your wife. Ma dir ish v'ishto af sukkah nami ish v'ishto. Kamash malon. No, alach l'moshim sinai teaches me that a woman is exempt. Rava gives a different answer. Rava am itzrich. Sa'akadad chamina yolov chamish asa chamish asa michaga matzos. You might think we have exerishav a tesvav tesvav from Pesach malahalon. Noshim Chayavos, just like women are obligated in eating matzah, afka noshim Chayavos. Why are women obligated in matzah? Because we have a hekesh. Kol sheyeshem b'al tocha chometz yeshem b'kum achol matzah. So you might have thought just like the chayiv in matzah, the chayiv in sukkah, kamash malon halach l'moshe misina says no, women are exempt from sukkah. V'hashda amr sukkah hilchasa kral l'amali. So if sukkah is halach l'moshe misina, what do you need her ezra for? Says the gemara, rabbis is a gerim. Her ezra comes to include gerim. Sakatan chamino ezra b'yisrael merachmana. V'lois a gerim. You might think that a ger is not a Jewish citizen. Kamash malon. Once he converts, he's chayav in sukkah. Ask the Gemara Yom HaKippurim, also me doing the Merav Nafka. Let's get back to the Kashrim and Kippur. Why do I need Halacha L'moshe Misina to teach me that a woman is obligated in the Inuyim of Yom Kippur if I already know it from Isho Isha? Answer the Gemara, Lo Nitzchel Tosefesina. I need it for adding on to Yom Kippur. Tosefes. Adding on to Yom Kippur. That you're supposed to start Yom Kippur a few minutes early. Take upon yourself the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur a few minutes early. Since we know that if you do malacha or you eat during the extra time of Yom Kippur, you don't get punished, because the Torah says, "Ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo si'uneh be'etzem hayom hazeh v'nichrasa." Only if it's the actual day do you get kares. Lo nischayv u'nashim klal. You might have thought that women are not obligated to accept upon themselves the additional minutes of Yom Kippur at all. Kamash malon, that no. Even women are even obligated in the additional time of Yom Kippur. Let's continue. Amar Mar, we learned previously in the Brisa, Kol l'rabos ha-saktanim, Kol ha-ezrach b'yisro yeshu ba-sukos, even children under bar mitzvah are chayv in the mitzvah of sukkah. Ask the Gemara v'atnan, Noshim avadim peturim in the sukkah. But you just told me that Noshim avadim muktanim are peturim in the sukkah. What are you telling me? Kol includes ketanim if the Mishnah says ketanim are excluded. Answer the Gemara Lakasha. Kan mekotan shigia lechinuch. Kan mekotan shelo higia lechinuch. One, the Mishnah that says they're exempt is the mekotan shelo higia lechinuch. The Brisa that says kol includes ketanim means that they're talking about a kotan shigia lechinuch. Ask the Gemara. Kotan shigia lechinuch. You learned that from a pasuk. Midrabbananu. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Midrabanan ukro asmachta ba'alma. Says Tosfos, kan b'kat shigil l'chinuch. Tosfos lists all the places in Shas where we have a shear for how old does the katan have to be yigil l'chinuch. So we say a katan shiudel is atef, he has to wear tzitzis. He understands he's capable of wearing his own tzitzis. He understands what it's about, keeping his body clean. Then he can wear tzitzis. A katan, what do we have? All these different shiurim. We have, the Gemara says elsewhere, like this. Gemara says, Lulav katan hayudel ananea. If he understands the nanuim, he's chayv and lulav. By tzitzis es yodel esatev. By tefillin, it says, katan sheyodeh lishmor tefillin, he's chayav. By Talmud Torah Kriyishma, once he knows how to speak. So sitting in a sukkah is eno tzarech l'imo. That's Tosfos over here in katan sheyigil l'chinuch. That's Tosfos' sheet in all of Shas, that every mitzvah, it depends how big. Now the only exception is fasting on Yom Kippur, where the Gemara says, either one opinion says 6 or 7, you have to start fasting a few hours, and one opinion says 9 or 10. Now, Rashi, in the beginning of Erech and Daf Beis and Mebeis, says that in all of Shas, the rule is 6 or 7, 9 or 10. What do you mean? But what about all these exceptions? So Aruch HaNer defends Rashi and says, yeah, where the Gemara gives you a specific time, it's that time. But everywhere else, it's 6 or 7 or 9 or 10 is the objective age for all other mitzvahs. But Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says every mitzvah, it depends on when the kid is shayach to that mitzvah. Rav Avadi Yosef in his Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, paskins like Tosfos against Rashi, that every mitzvah, when is a katan chayim in the Rabbanan, only once he can understand that particular mitzvah. Let's continue. Now, so what's the shir of lulav? Katan she'ina tzarech le'imo is chayim in sukkah. Hechi dami katan she'ina tzarech le'imo amri devei Rabbi Yannik kol she'nifna ve'in imo mkan chosso. He goes to the bathroom, doesn't need mommy to help wipe. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer kol she'ne'er mishnas ve'ina kori ima. He wakes up in the middle of the night, he doesn't call for his mother. Says the Gemara, Gedolim Namikar. We know a lot of kids that are over bar mitzvah that call for their mother in the middle of the night. They had a bad dream. Ella, kol shnei v'ena kor ima ima. He doesn't constantly keep on saying, mommy, 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 mommy. So such a kid is no longer chayiv in sukkah. Some of the mafarshim explain, mommy's not chayiv in sukkah, so if he still needs his mommy, obviously he's not chayiv in sukkah. So once he doesn't need his mommy anymore, then we could be mechayiv him in sukkah. Says the Gemara, Maisa v'yolda kalaso shel shamay azokein. Maisa listar. What do you bring a maisa that even an infant is chayiv in sukkah? We just said that it's got to be higil l'chinach. Answered the Gemara, chisur mechsev achtani. This word's missing in the Mishnah. V'shamay machmir. Shammai was strict more than katan she higia lechinuch. He says even a katan she lo higia lechinuch who still needs mommy is still chayav. Umay sinami yol kalas shammai azakim because maziv he said gal mitil b'shul hakatan. He ripped open the ceiling and put schach on the kid's bed. It doesn't mean that Shammai was just machmir because if you're exempt, right, then you're not supposed to be machmir. It means that he held the stricter opinion. What's the logic? So he held maybe because of Teshvu Kein Tadu, just like in your house, even the baby's there in the house, so too in the sukkah, you got to bring the baby into the sukkah. So says the Ritva in his first explanation. Others, the Ritva in the second explanation, the Ran says that Shammai held, by all mitzvahs, anytime you could include the katan, you should include the katan. That's what he held by chinuch. So here you could put the schach on top of the baby's crib, you should do it. A lot of discussion here about this incident with Shammai. Let's do a little bit more. Says the next Mishnah. Kol shivas hayam mother Moses sukkaso kava ubeiso arai. All the 7 days of sukkahs, your sukkah is your main place of living and your house is your temporary abode. Yardu gishama meimus amutu lefanos. If it starts raining when you're in the sukkah, when should you abandon it? Mishatisra hamikpa. Once there's enough rain that it's ruining the soup, that's when you leave. Mashlu mashal. When it rains on Sukkot, the rabbis gave a mushel to this. Lamada Radoma Levit Shabalim Zokos the rabbo, a servant that came to pour a cup of wine for his Rebbe, Veshafach lo kisan apanav, the Rebbe spills water in the Talmud's face. The Rebbe shows he's not interested in the service of the Talmud. When it rains on Sukkot, it's a bad sign because it shows that Hashem doesn't want our Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Tanar Ban, Kol Shevas Yom Adam Moses, Sukkasav Keva Beis Arai. All 7 days a person makes his sukkah his permanent dwelling, and his house should be his temporary dwelling. Keitzad, how so are you located 9 miles in the sukkah? If you had fine china and fine silver, bring it into the sukkah. Matzos knows you have a nice bed with beautiful sheets and pillowcases and bed covers. Mal on the sukkah. Ochel v'shoset u'matayel b'sukkah. You eat and drink and just hang out in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Minahani Mili, where do we know these words from? The Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa. Teshvu ke'ein taduru. Sit in the sukkah the same way you sit in your house. Your sukkah should be your permanent place and your house should be your temporary place. Okay, tzad ha'yul ha'kelim no'im mal on the sukkah. You had nice fine china and beautiful silverware. Bring them into the sukkah. Matzos, no, it's mal in the sukkah. Beautiful bed covers and bed sheets. Bring it to the sukkah. Ochel v'shosem b'tay b'sukkah. U'mishanin b'sukkah. You should learn Torah in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, really? You should learn Torah in the sukkah? Inni. Is this really so? Amar Rava mikra u'misna. Rava said, learning Chumash and Mishnah, which is easier, b'mitalalta, that you learn in the sukkah. V'tanuye b'mitalalta. However, to analyze, to learn b'iyun, to learn lamdus, you should learn outside the sukkah. The Gemara answers, you're right. Laikasha, ha b'migras, ha b'iyune. It's not a kasha. One is talking about just girsa, just learning the simple pshat in something, the Mishnayos, the Gemara, the simple pshat that you learn in the sukkah, it's not too complicated. But if you want to learn be'iyun, you need harchavas hadas. You need to be outdoors. You need to have a large beis medrash or a big place to sit in a small little cramped sukkah. You're not going to be able to learn be'iyun. You're not going to be able to analyze in the same way. You need more air space. So that you shouldn't do in the sukkah. That is the way Rashi understands. And Tosfos. Some say that when you learn girsa, that's permanent learning, so you got to learn it in the sukkah. But Be'iyun is more temporary. You do it here and there, and therefore you can learn it outside the sukkah. So says the Ritva in the Inyanei Shefarshim. However, the Ritva then quotes, the Ritva then quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Ran and the Meiri say like this, the opposite. They say that when you learn Be'iyun and Besvara, that needs Kvius, therefore Iyun has to be in the sukkah, because that's a more permanent type of learning. But just stop chazering over Bekiyas, that you could do in the house. That's not such a permanent type of activity. It's a more temporary activity. And therefore, it doesn't need to be done in the sukkah. So it's you're allowed to do it even outside the sukkah. So says Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted by the Ritva. And the Ritva and the Ran conclude and say, since there's different opinions, really you should be machmir and do all of your learning in the sukkah. Both your light learning and your heavy learning, all of your learning you should do in the sukkah. It's one of my special joys of sukkahs. I happen to have a beautiful wooden sukkah right off my house. Mamish, I really could live the whole week in the sukkah. The way my sukkah is, it's on the deck. Mamish comes right off the kitchen. It's really, can Mamish live in there the whole time? You could sleep in there. You could, Rabbi Mordechai Willick holds it, if you're married, you shouldn't sleep in the sukkah, because if your wife ain't joining you, then you're supposed to stay with your wife over Yom Tov. That's the Ramah writes like that. But aside from that, it's very easy to sleep there, and especially the learning. I take my big chair out into the sukkah. You learn in the sukkah the whole 7 days. It's a special kiyum, special zchus to learn in the sukkah. Rabbosai, we will stop. Oh, hold on 1 second. One more line. Kiha de Rava v'Rami Bar Chama ki habokaimim mekamei de Rav Chista. When Rava and Rami Bar Chama, when they would learn the teachings of the Amoraim in front of Rav Chista, when they would finish learning, they would chazer the Gemara quickly in front of both of them. Together they heard from Chista, and only after that they would analyze, they would sit deeply and try to analyze the learning. So the Gemara is drawing a distinction between the quick chazara of the basics versus the analysis of the in-depth learning. Rabbosai, everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow's Thursday. Here, B'siyata D'Shmaya, will be back in business tomorrow. I'm hoping that either Monday morning or Tuesday morning, depending on what time my plane gets back, either Monday morning or Tuesday morning, we'll start learning in person. We'll also still continue on Zoom, but we will start learning in person in BMW for those who want to join in person. There's 2 minyanim BMW, one before the shiur, one after the shiur, whatever's good for you. There's a minyan in BMW at 6:25 or 6:30. There's a minyan at 7:40 afterwards. You got 2 minyanim to choose from. So we're going to start, hopefully, for sure, by Tuesday morning, Bli Nether. Or maybe even Monday morning. I don't know. Maybe Monday probably be difficult. The plane arrives at 5 a.m. till I get home, till I get stuff together. We'll see. But maybe, I'm not sure what's going to be with Monday morning yet, but we'll see how that goes. Everyone should have a wonderful day.